I want you to see how I create an event. You know, I want you to see what I do, how far, how soon I started working on it. What are the elements of the event? Because all of this goes into how I generated $3.8 million in sales for an affiliate product. The whole psychology. Everything wraps around something called event-based marketing.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode to kick off March. Man, it's already March of 2020. This is crazy. And so much has been happening at Learn. So today we don't have a guest. I'm going to give you a peek behind the scenes of all the great things we've been working on, lessons I've learned. And that's going to be this whole month. I've actually got this month, I believe in March, if you watch me close enough, you are going to learn more about marketing from me than you have learned in probably the last years combined. But you have to be very, very attentive to everything I'm doing this month, because I'm going to deploy every little strategy I've got. Psychology, narrative, copy, conversion, everything's going to go into this month. And you are going to be my target customer, so you can see how I'm deploying it. Like, I'm going to throw all of my stuff out on the table for you to see. And that's going to be happening this month. I've got a lot of announcements to make, and I'm going to literally show you how it all works together. But before we go there, the topic of the episode today is how I did $3.8 million in sales for an affiliate product, the complete psychology behind it. That's right, $3.8 million for someone else's product in sales. Gotta be honest, I almost wasn't going to do this episode. So much stuff I don't want to talk about publicly because it's that good and it took me millions of dollars to figure out. This isn't some kind of marketing ploy. I'm telling you, literally, I debated it and I just decided in the end, screw it, I'm going to do it. So that's what's going to be today. I'm going to show you the psychology. I'm going to show you the three things that impacted and how allowed me to create $3.8 million in sales for an affiliate product. All three things I think you could probably copy. Dare you have the kahunas to do it. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, I'm going to literally tell you what's happening in March with a series of announcements. And then I'm going to tell you exactly how I plan on marketing to you in March. That's right. I'm actually going to throw my cards out on the table because I believe that what I have in March is so damn good that even if I tell you what I'm doing, it ain't going to matter. But it's a great opportunity for you to learn how I market and how I plan marketing. All right. So before we get started, LURN.com. Are you a member or not? And if you're not, I don't understand why. If you choose to breathe every day, then you must choose to create a membership at LURN.com. It's absolutely free. We're going to be putting 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world together to connect, to work with each other, to train each other, to help each other, to commune together. How do you not want to be a part of that for free? LURN.com. That's where entrepreneurs go. That's where entrepreneurs call home. You get to be a part of it. All right. So LURN.com. We'll see you there. And of course, if you haven't been listening to our podcasts, this is your first one or second one, or if you're not binging us yet, if you don't spend every weekend just listening to my voice again and again, man, I don't know what's wrong with you. So you got to go to anikpodcast.com, A-N-I-K-podcast.com. We got some of the best episodes out there. So go out there, tell everyone else about it. Leave us great reviews on YouTube and on iTunes, and just make sure everyone's listening to it and help us get up to the top of the ranks. That would be awesome. All right. Now, let's get to the meat of the episode today. Man, I got so many things to tell you. So I'm going to break down the psychology of how I generated $3.8 million in sales. I'm going to break down the psychology of what I'm doing this month in March, and you can literally watch me do it and see it come to life and come to fruition. Couple announcements. Number one, hello, we've got this coming up weekend, freaking 100 of the top marketers from all over the world flying into Rockville, Maryland. Haha, yeah, I got you to come to Rockville, Maryland, all you suckers complaining about it, but you come where the party's at. Rockville, Maryland Learn Center is going to be hosting 100 of the top internet marketers in the world. I'm talking Perry Belcher, Rich Sheffrin, Fernando Cruz, Dan Henry, Fred Lamb, Dan Da Silva. I got so many names. My partners in the event, of course, Ron Douglas, Andy Hussong. We got people coming that are doing 8 figures. All right. We got people coming that are doing 9 figures. This is going to be amazing. Guess what they're coming to learn about? They're coming to learn about webinars. What they're really coming to learn about is copywriting and conversion. So they're going to be here. If you're thinking about trying to sneak in, we're going to have armed security. So please don't show up for the event unless you're invited to be a part of the event. But yeah, we got some major celebrities coming. I'm excited. I'm going to be learning from them. And they're here to also learn from us, which is so killer. This is what tells you copywriting, conversion. This is the key thing in life as an entrepreneur. The number one thing you have to learn and know is copywriting, conversion, and funnels. That makes and breaks everything. And today you'll see, as I teach today, the three things that helped me do this $3.8 million launch. You'll see that that is absolutely the most important thing in the world. Here's what I'm going to do next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm going to do a 3 back-to-back podcast episode release. So get ready for that next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 3 episodes in 1 week. Monday, I'll teach you what I learned from them on Friday. Tuesday, I'll teach you what I learned from them on Saturday. And then Wednesday, I'll teach you what I learned from them on Sunday. I do not have any of their permissions to do this. Neither did I ask Ron and Andy for permission. I hope they're not listening to my podcast, which they should be, but they're probably not. So we're just going to count on that. And I'm just going to reveal all the best stuff for you guys because I love you. All right. So that's what's happening next week. Make sure you're ready for that. Number 2 announcement this month, we will not have any guests on our podcast. I'm sorry. You're stuck with me. Just me the whole time, the whole month. Why? Because I want to talk to you about the most important topic in the world called copywriting and conversion. And I want to reveal some killer stuff to you. And I want to do some training. Here's why. This month, on March 19th, I'm going to open up one of the coolest things I've ever done in 17 years of being online. It's a copywriting challenge that you're going to work with me for 21 days. And we're going to write copy together. I'm building for the first time that I've been working on now for close to a year, something called Conversion Academy, which is an ongoing membership site that you get to be a part of where me and some of our top leadership reviews your copy, helps you write copy, reviews your pages, reviews your funnels. Really cool stuff. It's coming up more and more this month. You'll learn about it. So this whole month at the podcast, we're devoting to copywriting and conversion. I'll reveal some of my best stuff to you. I got a new book coming out this month. That's announcement number 3. By the way, I want you to hear these announcements. This isn't just me promoting to you. This will all come together. You'll see my launch strategy. I want to actually show you behind the scenes and show you how I put this stuff together. So my new book coming out is called, are you ready? Drum roll. The Silent Salesman. Ooh. How he sold over $250 million using this 5-step copywriting formula. It's a really cool cover. Very dark and mysterious and interesting. So it's coming out soon. It's going to be absolutely free. Nothing to buy. I'm going to give it away as a free PDF. But there's a catch. And that is that you must show up for my live training on March 19th. Note that because there's some marketing behind that. March 19th, I want you to show up for the live. And everyone who shows up for the live will get a copy, a free digital audio and a written copy of my next book, The Silent Salesman. All right, so that's the new book. We talked about Conversion Academy. I want you to watch how I launch Conversion Academy. I'm not scared. Go ahead, watch it. This thing is so good, you're going to buy it anyways on March 19th. So even if you're watching my deeper psychology and I'm revealing to you how I do the launch, I don't mind. It's that good. But I want you to see how I create an event. You know, I want you to see what I do, how soon I started working on it. What are the elements of the event? Because all of this goes into how I generated $3.8 million in sales for an affiliate product, the whole psychology. Everything wraps around something called event-based marketing. Okay. And I want you to write this down and I want you to really listen. It's called event-based marketing. And in and of itself, it doesn't sound very sexy, but it is the reason I've done 90% of the $250 million I've sold online. I believe marketing isn't, unfortunately, a lot of people are starting to think marketing is about funnels. Okay, I get it. Copy, paste this page, put this page here, put this page here. Marketing innately is about one thing, excitement. Think about when a movie is launching, right? And the main person behind the movie starts to do this massive tour. They go around. Think about when video game systems used to launch around Christmas time, but somehow they just never had enough systems to go around. And so there was a massive frenzy. But then somehow on December 27th, every store had like an unlimited supply of the video game system. Okay, excitement, right? Think about the last time Michael Jordan released the new Jordans. I mean, I've actually seen people stampede over each other at stores to get it's excitement. Good marketing creates excitement. And so event-based marketing is based on excitement. So you want to know how I generated over $3.8 million in sales for an affiliate product. I know how to create excitement. I know how to interweave different things. I don't just say funnel, okay, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. That crap, everyone is doing it. It ain't going to work. So when I'm teaching copywriting and conversion, I'm the first person to tell you, look, direct marketing is dead. Direct marketing is at least dying. I know. I'm like saying very controversial things, but I don't care. I can back it up, right? So in my book that's coming out this month, I prove it. You can't argue with me the fact that we have now moved into a world called interactive marketing, all right? And so this is the term that I'm telling right now that I've coined, that I've created, that I really came up with on my own. I know other people are using it too, but I love it. And I think that this is where the world's going, interactive marketing. And event-based marketing is interactive marketing, because you're creating an interaction with your consumer. You're creating back and forth with them. And so that's what I used to create $3.8 million in sales. There's three things I focused on when we were launching this affiliate program or this affiliate product. And these are the same three things I'm focusing on as I'm launching Conversion Academy to you this month, right? And so number one is narrative. Okay, we're going to talk a lot about this. Narrative. So when we talk about typical launch formulas, we always hear people say pre-launch, cart open, pre-launch, cart open. Except I think a great launch isn't about just having a pre-launch. Like, this is how most of the affiliates that I was competing against for this affiliate launch were doing it. Most of them, not all of them. I was up against some really smart people and some really good people that did killer things. But most of them were like, this is what they were doing. Monday, we have a webinar on Thursday. Tuesday, we have a webinar on Thursday. Wednesday, we have a webinar on Thursday. Thursday, we have a webinar today. Friday, we have a replay. It's like, dude, where's the narrative? Your narrative is the fact that you have a webinar. Who cares? Right? So look at the narrative that we created at Learn. Okay? We started a couple of weeks before. We built the story. So the typical affiliate that's doing a narrative of like, we have a webinar, here's our webinar, here's our replay, they're just doing pre-launch and launch. And it's not fun. It's not exciting. So what do we do at Learn? If we're releasing a program, you can watch for it and you'll see it, okay? You'll see us apply. By the way, I'm still one of the main people that basically plans most of our releases and launches. I love it. We have a pre-tease, we have a tease, and we have a pre-launch, and then we have the cart open, and then we have the cart extension, and then sometimes we have the cart reopen. Now, cart reopen, we rarely do, but I just want you to go with that again, all right? Most people go pre-launch, launch. What do? We do pre-tease, tease, pre-launch, cart open, cart extension, and perhaps also a cart reopen. So we make an event out of this thing. We have fun with it. And so what's a pre-tease? Okay, let me show you in the example of what we did for the last affiliate product that we did, you know, $3.8 million for. The pre-tease was when we did this podcast episode with the founder of the program, and he came on and revealed some of the killer stuff about how there was working, the case studies they were having. So we just revealed that as a podcast episode. It's great content, good value, and it gets the consumer themselves thinking, hey, what is this? How do I get involved in this? This is cool. And then at the end of the episode, we're like, hey, by the way, if you want to know more about it, we'll have some cool stuff coming up and a free book and a training. So watch for that. Okay, so the pre-tease, actually, to be honest with you, that wasn't even really a pre-tease. I'm doing a really good pre-tease for March for Conversion Academy, and I'll tell you what it is. That was more of a tease. But still, from there, we go to the tease. And the tease is when we're like, hey, here's a free book. So on the podcast, we're like, if you want the free book, go put your email in, and we'll let you download the free book. But hey, by the way, to get the free book, you have to register for the webinar. Okay, so the tease is, read this free book. You'll enjoy it. There's really good content in there. The pre-launch is when we're like, webinar's coming, workshop's coming. By the way, on the workshop, we're going to reveal this. We're going to go into a detailed training of your what you got in the book. So the book was a tease, and the webinar announcement's a pre-launch. Now we're building the narrative. You see how the excitement level's going up? We have new things happening. We're dropping the lead, dropping the hints and dropping different things at them and keeping the conversation creative and new and unique. And then right before the webinar, I need to have a big killer gut punch type of announcement. So a part of the narrative for this launch of the affiliate product, I put myself to the challenge. When I was doing the podcast, I thought to myself, man, how much would I be able to prove to my students that this works if I actually did it myself and I built a store live in front of people and they could see the sales coming in? So right before the webinar, I announce it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a big announcement on this webinar, but you got to be there. I'm going to reveal the store I built myself that you could see the results I get. And so now, again, excitement, narrative carrying forward. Get inside the mind of your consumer. Go above and beyond the next person and figure out what you could do to address objections. People showed up to the webinar just to see what I had done. And I know when they show up, I can talk to them. I can show them the value of what we have. So that was the pre-launch. Then we did cart open because on the webinar, we announced this program. Then we did multiple webinars during the cart open period. But even during that time, you know what? I wanted to keep it exciting and I wanted to keep the narrative going. So I didn't just say, okay, we have webinar two now. Okay, we have webinar two now. Okay, we have webinar two now. No, I said on like the day after, I was like, hey, it's day two of my store. Look at how I'm doing. The next day, it's day three of my store. Look at how I'm doing. And then it's like, hey, I just decided I want to ask Aiden and Steve back for webinar two. This is the topic. This is what we're doing. You know, so it's something different going on, but it's not random stuff. It's a full story. I'm basically a filmmaker when I plan these launches. I'm planning out. I don't think I'm a filmmaker. I'm more of a TV series. That's a better analogy. How can you think about your launch like if it's a TV series? How can you make the next best episode series of Breaking Bad? How can you be the next Game of Thrones with your launch? That's what I'm doing. Because once you're tuned in, I'm like, you can't tune out. Listen, when I get leads for during a launch, at the end of the launch, they're still opening at 50%. 40 to 50% are still opening. This is after we've sold the product multiple times, revealed the price multiple times, and they're still opening. Why? Because we're really good. We're Game of Thrones here when it comes to launch. We're Breaking Bad. We're, you know, whatever next great, amazing, you know, TV series you love. Because we look at them that way. We have open loops. We have all of these fun things that are going on. So with Conversion Academy, the pre-tees, you're looking at it, right? I'm just doing it a little bit differently here. I just know that this offer that I'm going to have on the table for you on March 19th, by the way, it's going to blow your mind. It's super, like, it's dirt cheap, to be honest with you. And it's just something really fun. I'm announcing a new mission in March. Basically, I want to bring copywriting training. That's not the mission. The mission is I want to bring good copywriting training to 100,000 people. 100,000 entrepreneurs. I want to bring the good copy message to 100,000 entrepreneurs. That starts in March. So starts on the 19th. But this is a pre-tease. Right now, you heard about it. I put it out there. You might be thinking, oh, what's he working on? What is it? Boom, done. That's it. That's the magic. I want to get you to just think, what is it? I don't want to say anymore. Now, the other part of the pre-tease is going to be during the weekend. Watch on March 6th, 7th, and 8th. Watch my Facebook profile. I'm telling you, if you want to learn marketing, I'm giving you ahead of time what you want to watch for. March 6th, 7th, and 8th, I'm going to start doing the tease section. Sorry, no, I'm incorrect. That's still pre-tease. March 6th, 7th, and 8th, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be releasing videos on my main Facebook page that are going to be talking, that'll be shots of the event that is happening where 100 of the top entrepreneurs around the world have come in for. And I'm going to get them to like do little interviews where I'm going to get someone to be like, conversion is the best thing. Copywriting is the most important. I'm here to learn about copywriting because I want to get that topic out and I want to boost it on Facebook. So I'm going to boost it by ad spend. And so again, more and more people, I want to change the narrative of our audience to start talking about copywriting and conversion. That's all I'm doing. If you were in a big ship and you want to change course, you'd have to, you can't just, it's not a jet, right? You can't just go and then the ship. No, on a big yacht or a big ship, cruise liner, you have to start spinning that thingy. I don't know if they actually have those on ships. Like, I wonder if that's just like an old school thing. Sean, do you know? Is that still there on cruise liners? Sean has no idea. All right, well, I don't know either. I'm going to Google it later. But you start to spin that thing, right? And then slowly the cruise ship moves. So that's what I'm doing with the pre-tease. Like, I'm just trying to get our whole audience to like kind of move and start thinking about one topic. Then on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, I will enter the tease phase. March 9th, 10th, and 11th, I will do 3 back-to-back episodes on this podcast, publish them on YouTube, and drive all of my email list traffic to it, where I will talk about the top copy and conversion things I learned at WebinarCon from the top 100 marketers in the world. And lo and behold, on those tease videos, I'm going to say, go register for this webinar because I'm going to blow your mind with something we're going to talk about webinars. We're going to talk about conversion and copy. And you'll see how I kind of carry the narrative in such a way that you're going to get excited about it. I promise you'll get excited. So you'll go register. Then on March, was it 9th? 12th, our pre-launch officially begins. So on the 12th is when I'll release the book. Ta-da! My book is out, but you don't get it until the 19th. But I start the ads. I start showing the book off. I start building the excitement around the book. I have 7 days to get as many people to register for the workshop. And then on the 19th, we have our webinar and everyone who attends gets a copy of my book for absolutely free. Man, if you haven't started to connect the dots on how magical this thing is, like it's like I'm going to just kind of pat myself on the back here and compliment the narrative here. It's got a full swing going on. There's something new, something different. And I'm so confident in my narrative that I'm telling it to you ahead of time because I want you to learn from it, right? Because I want you to actually be observant to the feelings you have when I reveal something, when I announce something, when I release a video, when I send an email, because I want you to be aware of like, oh, wow, this made me feel like this. This made me feel eager. This made me feel excited. This made me feel this way. I want you to be able to replicate those feelings in your consumers and know that that builds the right narrative towards a sale, okay? So that's, gosh, we talked like 15 minutes about element number one, all right? I'm going to go to element number two and three. I do have a hard stop today, though, so I have to stop in about 12 minutes. Number two, I kind of already let this cat out of the bag. Excitement. Narrative and excitement are pretty well tied together, but I don't know. Most launches I see, like most affiliates, like most launches actually, they're not exciting. Like, are you doing giveaways? Are you engaging people? Do you have little assignments, little challenges that people can do? Like, are you being a direct marketer or are you being an interactive marketer? Are you just doing one-way communication? Because I'll tell you, like the old school product launch formula, I love it. And hats off to Jeff Walker. I mean, phew, I don't know, millions we've all made from it. But back then, we didn't have the kind of tools we have today, right? So it was a very direct marketing, one-way messaging, you talking at, not with, but at the consumer. I want to challenge you now to talk with the consumer, talk to the consumer, with the consumer, receive feedback from the consumer. So little things that can create engagement like likes and shares and comments, little assignments that you can make them do. So again, throughout this coming up launch for Conversion Academy, watch how I deploy Facebook. Watch how my pre-tees and my tees are going to happen on social networks, not on pages I build. I'm going to direct you towards Facebook or I'm going to direct you towards YouTube. Why do you think I want to do that? I want to create social proof. I want to create thumbs ups. I want to create likes. I want to create comments. I want to create an audience on Facebook and on YouTube that I can retarget. Are you starting to see, like, I go way deeper in thinking about these things than you would ever imagine. So with the launch where we did $3.8 million in sales, the excitement there was, think about the fact that I built my own flipping store. You know how much money was made or how many students changed their lives? How many students took action because they physically watched me do it and prove it to them? How meaningful that was to them? Was it work for me? Yes. Was it a headache? Kind of. It was a last minute idea, as all of us entrepreneurs have. But that was exciting. So what are you doing in your marketing that's exciting? Don't tell me my headline's exciting. No one cares about your headline. You know, everyone has a headline. Oh, 3 ways to lose weight in the next 30 days. Good for you. How about a challenge? How about a Facebook group that they can go join in and join in for free? And how about where you'll do a Facebook Live every day? How about a giveaway? How about the person who loses the most weight gets $1,000? Dare you put something out there? But how about something that you could do and not just like, it's not for launches. It could be for campaigns. You could do a weekend campaign, a 24-hour something or the other. So throughout that affiliate launch, we did a ton of things. We had, you know, if you showed up early for the webinars, we did cash giveaways. We did assignments. We did store reveals. Hey, if you show up for webinar number two, I'll actually reveal my entire store, my URL. You can copy it, which a lot of you did. But joke's on you. My product sold out. And so actually, joke's on me. I think y'all started selling my product and my freaking product sold out. So praying for coronavirus to disappear and we can all be back in business. All right. So anyways, what's exciting about your marketing, man? I mean, look, I can teach you copywriting and I will. I can make you into a ninja Jedi copywriter. But if you're not exciting, if your launch isn't exciting, if your marketing is not exciting, I can't replace, like no good copy can change that. Right? So that was a big part of it. So for Conversion Academy, what's exciting? My book is exciting. I believe so. But wait till you see. Wait till you see how I do the book. Wait till you see the cover of the book. Wait till you see the look and feel of this launch. It's very different. It's very different than what I usually do. It's a little mysterious. It's a little dark. It's a little like, it's going to make you think, what's he doing? What's Anik up to? And that's all I want. Great copywriters inspire questions and retain attention. That's like a quote right there. Better remember that, Sean. Great copywriters. What the heck did I just say? All right, it's on video, so we'll get it later. Great copywriters. Dang it. I knew I was going to forget it, but that was brilliant. We'll pull that out of the podcast later. Whatever I said, write it down if you're listening, okay, guys? Excitement. Excitement is what the name of the game is about. All right, I got like 7-8 minutes. Number three, people want to know how was it that I was able to generate $3.8 million in sales for this affiliate product? And so I'm getting all the affiliates. Everyone's asking me, and I'm happy to share. So and by the way, little teaser plug, the newsletter number one that comes out in April for Conversion Academy members, I reveal the whole strategy. I mean, to the detail. Like, we did this on this day. We did this much in ad spend. This is how I did my ad spend. This is how we did the psychology of it. So tease, you got to be a part of Conversion Academy, just FYI. So why I am willing to share this with most of the affiliates that asked is because I got to be honest, I don't think most people got the kahunas. Guys, I spent six figures, almost multiple six figures on advertising in a span of like 2.5 weeks, maybe less, 2 weeks. Can you imagine that? Like, that's a lot of money going out without the money coming back in. But you know what? The third tip I have to tell you is if you want to do big numbers in a launch, you got to trust the process. You got to go all in. So this third tip is actually called trust the process, go all in. I'm strategic. I'm not a gambler. People think entrepreneurs are gamblers. I'm not a gambler. I believe in my copy. I believe in my funnels. I believe in my conversion. I have benchmark data. I'm a data person. Every good marketer needs to be a data person. You want to be a good copywriter? You want to be a good converter? You want to be good at any of this stuff? You need to know your data. I know my data. I've reverse engineered my data, and I knew that I was in a situation where worst case scenario, I would break even, best case scenario, and make a ton of money and help a lot of people. And I'm okay with that. So how would you, okay, so let's say it came to you tomorrow and I said, hey, listen, I want you to give me $1,000. Your worst case scenario is in 2 weeks, I'll give you $1,000 back. Your best case scenario, I'll give you $100,000. This is a guarantee written in contract. Best case scenario, you get $100,000. Worst case, everything, all the crap hits the fan, you just get your $1,000 back. You didn't lose any money. 2 weeks. How many of you would do that deal? You'd do it all day long. That's the deal I did here. When I ran my math, when I knew the process, because I'm a good copywriter, dare I say great copywriter, because I know that I'm writing the pages, I'm managing the psychology of the launch, I'm the one planning it, all stuff that, by the way, I'm going to be now teaching in a community every week, actively turning your mind into a copywriter. I knew all of that so well that I was like, you know what? This is it. This has got all the little bells and whistles I need. I'm going all in. And I did a total blitz attack. If you're a football fan, you know, we know this, right? When the other team needs to go for a massive score and you know they're going to throw, you know, you have two options. You can either spread out in the back and be very defensive, or you can line up and you can attack the quarterback. So I chose to attack the quarterback. I went all in early and I hit it so hard that no one else had a chance of catching up to me. That was what I chose to do because I know my numbers and I trust my copy and I trust my funnels. And I went in all in with it. So why is that the third strategy here? Is because I saw a lot of affiliates that were just kind of, they were scared and anxious and nervous. And I get it, listen. But if you really want to know what my strategy was, I went all in and I was willing to risk it. And so I did my numbers, I did my math, and I did my analysis. All great copywriters and converters and funnel builders need to be in some way mathematicians with their numbers. And that's something we're going to learn more and more about. As a matter of fact, I just finished filming an entire course called Data Masters Bootcamp. And that's one of the courses that's going to be for free inside of Conversion Academy. And it shows you exactly which data points I watch and how I'm able to track all of this stuff. So anyways, those are the three things that, and we got so much more coming up. So this month is all about conversion, all about copywriting. Next week, I want to remind you again, three back-to-back episodes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, about some of the best stuff I'm going to learn from WebinarCon. Now, I'm not going to reveal, because there are NDAs signed, so I'm going to have to be a little bit careful what I reveal, but I'll be good about it. So I'm going to reveal stuff and I'll probably give super credit to the people who I'm revealing their stuff and I'll get their permission. But it's going to be really good episodes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, more and more about copywriting and conversion. And then next week, keep watching because I'll start talking about my next book, which you're going to want to read. Again, it's called The Silent Salesman, How I Sold $250 Million Worth of Products Using This 5-Step Copywriting Formula, which I reveal in the book for free for you. All right. So lots of stuff coming up. Keep an eye and an ear out for it. More stuff about, maybe I'll do even more training on how I did this $3.8 million in sales, but I am saving some of the best stuff for the newsletter, the first one that goes out in April. But having said that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. I'm excited that you are still listening to our podcast. Thank you very much. Please go to onicpodcast.com and listen even more. And watch me this month. I mean it, all right? You will get literally an MBA in marketing just by watching and observing how I release my next campaign. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is Onyx Singhal signing off. Come on, entrepreneurs. Go out there and fight for your dreams. Every last second you got, don't give up. I'll see you on the next one. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.